which will include trivia presented by Cousin Subs. We believe in better. Whoa, Nelly, presented by George the Usher, returning to his old stomping grounds. Going to the game with his favorite son, Jesse Nelson. And we'll wrap things up after that. But first, Jesse, I want to thank you. Thank you for reading Channel3000.com. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it. Because I did write about Malik Willis. And Tausch, we talked about him yesterday. We don't have to rehash all of the conversation. But my first thought when I was seeing all these, you got Brock Purdy. You've got Jaden Daniels now may not play this week, and Marcus Mariota may start for the Commanders. We know, obviously, about Joe Burrow. We know about J.J. McCarthy, which for the first time in NFL history, a head coach got up at the podium and proclaimed a guy out for 2 to 4 weeks that it was his quarterback, which usually you want to keep people guessing. So we covered all that. But my first thought was, boy, the Packers are lucky to have a guy they believe in, because there's a bunch of teams that don't right now. And to your point that you were just saying at the end of the 10 o'clock hour, what is that? You know, you played, you had Matt Flynn, your good buddy, who also doesn't like the tush push we saw on Twitter during the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it do for a team to have a guy that they believe in as the backup? Because you obviously never want to see, I wrote about it today, the weird thing about being a backup is you can have a great preseason like Hasselbeck used to as well, and then they say, hey, great job. Hopefully we don't see you the rest of the year, except in mop-up duty and blowouts. But what does it do for a team to know that they've got a guy that they can't, that they've seen win games when their starter wasn't available at the most important position?
It's just like, who's the dude with the security blanket? Is it Linus?
Linus,
the little binky.
Yep, the blanket, yep.
I think there's so much put into a starting quarterback, especially when you pay like the Green Bay Packers did, obviously with Favre and with Rodgers, and you lean on them for so much that it can be a little overwhelming when something happens, the coaches and everybody, the belief drops, and then you have to rebuild and try and figure out, okay, how the heck can we tread water? You know, when Rodgers broke his collarbone, it was like, how can we just tread water till he gets back? And every week was a, oh, my God, is he back yet? Is he back yet? And you spend so much emotional energy and capital on that it hurts your team. So when you have somebody, and it's one thing if you just bring a veteran in and you think, well, this guy can function. What Malik Willis did last year was obviously incredibly impressive to us on the outside. But just think about those guys on the inside. Guarantee you, when they were flying home from Sao Paulo, they were all thinking, if it's something major, we're blanked.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they get the news that it's not, and Malik goes out and does what he did, I think it was against Tennessee, all of a sudden everybody's hope meter is up, or Indy. And when that happens, everybody can, you now have that trust that you can not only function, but that you can play maybe even a little different style and have some fun and win.
Mm-hmm.
When you have that, I know we were discussing what draft pick, and you gave away 2 first-round picks for Micah. You're going to want to try and recoup a couple.
Something. Right.
Mm-hmm. So I understand the thought of it, but how much is an NFL win worth to these organizations? It's immeasurable. And that's why you keep a guy when you have them, like Malik, that you know your guys believe in and you know you can get a win. And that's what that locker room feels about Malik Willis.
All right. So you said the Tennessee game. I want to point out that I think that's the game that changed everything, right? I mean, his first start was against Indianapolis. Josh Jacobs carried the ball 32 times. Like they clearly said, okay, this guy's been here for 19 days. We need to manage this. But the next week, he goes against his former team, and he threw some dimes in that game. He played really well. And now he's got a year more of experience in the system. And Matt LaFleur, even he said this during training camp, and we didn't get a chance to see it, and maybe we still will. But he also suggested that there's an idea where he could put in some packages where he comes in because of his running threat, which I don't know the last time they talked about the, and again, maybe it's just gamesmanship, but maybe not. Like, running some read option stuff with him, when's the last time they had a backup where you said, okay, this guy could actually play some snaps for us? Because all due respect to the Laser Show, Tim Boyle, nobody was drawing up ideas for getting him on the field when Aaron Rodgers was the starter.
You really think that's going to happen?
I do, actually.
You think that they're going to pull Jordan Love out of games?
I don't think they're going to pull him out for a series. I think they're going to pull him out. Look, they have shown in the first two games, they've done some stuff now, right? There was the Love motioning, oddly though it may have been, out of the shotgun and doing the direct snap to Jacobs, which didn't work great. Then they had the play where Savion Williams moves into the quarterback spot, right? And then takes the and runs, and there was maybe going to be a pitch, which I might have been a little perilous. But like, I think that they, you know, trick 'em, blank 'em, maybe Barry Alvarez's mentality. But I want to explore further. Like, when we talk to Steno tomorrow, like, he came up with the play that they used with Savion Williams, him and Luke Getsy, because Getsy had done it with the Raiders. I wouldn't rule out the possibility of them putting number two out on the field.
I don't mind that on short yardage if you want to do tush pushes or whatnot, but yeah.
That's another good example, the Tucker Kraft tight end sneak.
That's all great. I am not super interested in having a franchise quarterback, paying him $55 million a year, and not putting the ball in his hands. I'm not.
I get it.
So I understand
even for
that
a player or two,
I just
like they
said,
did with
for
those
a tush
guys?
Push, tush push, yes.
Direct
anything
snap,
else?
No.
Anything else? No.
You didn't like those?
No, I don't.
Okay. You're anti-trick 'em, blank 'em, though.
No, I don't mind trick 'em, blank 'em. I think it's fun. It's a fun thing to do, but I want my starting quarterback to be involved. Like, I don't want to. I don't think Jordan Love's going to be uber excited. uber excited about, oh, you're out for this series or you're out for these two or three plays. Like, I just don't.
How about if they ran a Philly special and he's on the receiving end of a pass? How
love
do you feel
it.
About that?
I love it. Now, we've seen this movie before where we throw lateral passes and his legs split and you think, oh, my God, he just threw out a hip.
Yeah.
I think he's in a better place than he was at that point. Now, tush push and short yardage, I am okay with that if that's the road you want to go down. And Malik is obviously a little more statured, and that's the road you want to go. But if it's first or second down, I want my starting quarterback that I believe in out on the field.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I understand. I'm just intrigued by the possibility.
Can you rank the era, as we discuss this, is Jordan Love in your top four of irreplaceable players on this Packers roster?
Yeah, I'm putting him ahead of Edgerrin Cooper because as special as he is, you know, they are excited. And again, I don't want to make everybody sound like they're the, you know, star-spangled awesome. But they do seem to think that Tyron Hopper has made a huge jump. And you would obviously rather have, I'm not saying in any way you don't want Edgerrin Cooper on the field. But if you had to play for two or three weeks, which is what you're using, right, yep, as your bar here,
yeah, because make no mistake about it. If it's full season, Jordan Love is my top.
Right.
If it's for three or four weeks, mm-hmm, I'm okay with Malik Willis for 3 or 4 weeks. Not for the full season, but for 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. And so if it's Edgerrin Cooper, I'm okay with a couple of weeks with Tyron Hopper, Quay Walker, and Isaiah McDuffie.
Okay.
And if you have to call up Christian Welch from the practice squad, all the better. Safety.
I think McKinney actually. You made some good points. I think I'm going McKinney and Elton.
Yeah.
Are probably the two.
Okay, we're on the same page then. Just like we're on the same page that you can't celebrate Uke with a Coors Light, because you can do a lot of things with Coors Light, but maybe that wasn't the best choice.
And whether you're tailgating pregame, celebrating a great first pitch, or a really poor first pitch during the game, make sure you need a moment to chill. Make sure you crack open a Rocky Mountain Cold Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Refreshingly cold and only 102 calories, Coors Light is made to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We need to play trivia. Jesse, I want to apologize. I was going to make a reference to the pitch again, then I didn't want to do that. So then I went with you, and I shouldn't push others down to push myself up. I apologize.
Why didn't you want to make another reference to the pitch?
Because I feel like we've spent a lot of time on the pitch.
I'm guessing, Jesse, at some point with all the curation, we can kind of go through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think a litany, but I'm guessing that's going to be Wonelli. Would be.
We're not going to do. Can we agree we're not going to do the most jack wagony mean spirited?
No, I think
like,
again,
let's do
as
some
I
of
said
the
in the
funniest.
Beginning, the fun.
Do you think I have no filter?
Yeah.
With?
No, I know you do. I want to
I
just
literally,
publicly...
you must have thrown that pitch up before I even threw it on the website.
Wow.
That literally, you
totally
must have had
the space-time continuum.
And just fired that bad boy up before, I think before the ball didn't roll, skipped
landed.
To the catcher.
Yeah, bounced.
You had that thing posted and commented.
Well,
on point.
We had to make sure that, you know, we were in front of it. I didn't want us to get scooped in our
that's
own
fair.
Thing. You
hey,
know?
Wait a minute. You posted that video,
mm-hmm.
but you said you and Usher George were in the region of a home run.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Jesse came
but
over
the video
and said
was
hello
from
beforehand.
The
he Jesse
plate.
Hung out right yeah. there I'm, to get this.
I got.
Okay.
I brought Usher George and got special Usher permission to
did the
go.
Old Ushers know George and let him come
no.
down?
Some of them did.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
some
nice.
Of them did.
Been retired. He's kind of like you, though. He's been retired for a while.
He's
now.
He was a celebrity at that place last.
Put a lot of years in there.
Not everybody knew him, but those who did. Were
did he wear his suits? The
no.
blue one with the yellow with the gold pipe. On
no,
it,
we,
like they used to wear.
We kind of wore like matching yellow brewer shirt. It was pretty adorable.
Oh, that's cute.
Pops and I there. Yeah.
Where's the picture of that on social?
I have one. I haven't posted it. I was more worried about something else last night.
Yes, Greg Gard's pitch.
It is right. It's Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
All right, what color do you want?
How many feet did Tausch's pitch make it?
42.
That's...
So it was 18 feet short of the plate.
There
let's
you
do caller 18.
844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Caller 18 plays Wisconsin Geography Wednesday trivia. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Don't ever see you sober if I'm breathing, racing to the moonlight and I'm speeding, I'm headed to the stars, ready
before
to
before we get
far,
to trivia, Matt LaFleur is at the podium, which is an inconvenient time for me, but Rob Domofsky of ESPN.com reports that he just said that both Zach Tom with his oblique and Aaron Banks with his ankle and groin injuries... Aaron Banks told me on Monday he was playing this week. We'll see if that actually occurs. But both of them will return to practice today on a limited basis. That is per Matt LaFleur at
so
the podium.
So Banks, he said he's playing.
That's what he said. But, right. you know, players, they always say they're playing.
That's true.
Take it to the Banks.
Well played.
See.
Time now for trivia.
Wilde and Tausch Trivia is presented by Cousin Subs. Crispy chicken tenders are now available at Cousin Subs. Order today in-store at CousinSubs.com or with the Cousins app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
It is Wilde and Tausch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs. Cousin Subs, we believe in better. Let's welcome in our contestant. It is Bill in New Berlin. Bill, good morning. Welcome to Roll Dates House. How are you doing?
Morning. Good, good. How are you guys?
We are outstanding. Can't wait for cricket season. Or
Bill,
maybe that's
Bill
going
told
on,
right? me off air he's gotten through for trivia four times, and every time it's been Wisconsin Geography Wednesday.
Is that right? That's something.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
How have you fared?
A weak point, too. I don't know.
Yeah, how have you fared in the previous three?
I think I've gotten one once and two the other two times, and I got picked the very first time to win something on Friday. So.
Oh, nice. So you've never gotten a perfect score, is what you're telling me.
I have not.
All right, well, today's the day.
Let's do it.
Just like it's a great day to be great, says, was it Greg Jennings? Was that his
sounds
thing?
Sounds Jennings-esque.
Yeah. Okay, question one, Bill, is this. If Tausch wants to go into hiding after that first pitch last night at the Brewers game,
I should have started today if I was going to do that.
This is really good, Jesse. Well done. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest from Milwaukee? Is it Manitowoc, Maguanago, or my, was that a bad pitch?
I'm going to go with Manitowoc.
You would be correct. All right, one for one. Question two. I think we're done. There's no more references to the first pitch now the rest of the way here. A longitude! Which of these Wisconsin cities is located farthest east? Farthest east. Is it Delafield, Delaven, or Delwood?
Let's see. I'm going to go with Delafield. I don't know.
Tausch is thinking about it.
I think Delaven.
One of you is right. And it's Bill.
That a bit, Bill.
Where is Delwood?
Nice. Delwood is near Wisconsin Dells.
Interesting.
Which also, so there's Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton, and Delwood all
in the
same vicinity.
Yeah, Del Griffith. All right, Bill, here's your chance. Question three. Which of these is a community located just outside the city of Wausau? Which of these is just outside of Wausau? Is it Rothschild, Harrison, or Oakfield?
What was the first one?
The first one is Rothschild.
Okay.
Followed by Harrison and Oakfield.
I think he's right.
I think it's where D.C. Everett plays, right?
He is correct! This one I knew. I don't always know Will Dietouch geography trivia, but I knew this one. And you did, too. Bill, it happened. 3 for 3. That means you got 4 entries into Friday's drawing. Congratulations, buddy. Nice. Good luck in the drawing.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
3-piece. RSW is Rothschild, Schofield, and then I think it's Weston.
Weston, yep.
Yeah. Weston,
RSW. That's bowling, bowling country.
Dale's Weston Lanes.
Yes.
I know it well.
Which county is that?
Marathon. I think it's Marathon.
Not a sprint.
You're a cricketer.
Is Wausau Marathon County? I believe it is.
I think so. I'm not exactly
Feels
sure.
Big.
You would know more than me.
Okay, I'd hope.
What does that mean?
Yeah, I don't know what that. Well, I don't know.
Fact checking, yep. Tausch. It is indeed
Marathon
County,
and we all know what Marathon County is known for. You guys all know what Marathon County is known for.
Ginseng.
Exactly. 90% of the world's I don't know if it's the world, but it's the U.S.'s ginseng pop growth. Marathon.
It's unfortunate that that was not a trivia question like it was the first time that happened. All right, that is Will Dietouch Trivia presented by Cousin Subs. Coming up next, I have a feeling there may be some revisitation of the greatest cricket pitch in AmFam field history. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Ain't a good time, but when is it ever? I know the perfect time, and maybe that's never. So don't you dare leave me now. Throw my heart on the ground, 'cause tonight ain't the night.
It is time for the cricket version.
Does it doesn't have the same ring as when Kevin Green
says it. Time for more, Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for...
Whoa, Nelly!
On Wilde and Tausch.
What's up, Tausch?
How you doing? So, did you even... like bother to have any Wonelli topics written out?
Or yeah, actually,
oh, you did.
I had quite a few ready to go for us.
Oh, he had unsportsmanlike much higher than the show.
Darnell Savage cut by the Jaguars.
It's okay.
Tough.
Yep.
Hopefully he's able to
Aaron Jones
some.
Hamstring.
Aaron Jones on the IR. That's gonna be tough.
But I'll tell you what, Goody just keep and not to like be a Goody whatever, but this getting rid of guys when they're 30 years old is pretty on point.
Yep. Most cases. Devontae Adams had a pretty good day at Beard.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, now back to the main event.
Oh, boy.
They talked about your first pitch on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio this morning.
I heard, and I was texted more than I wanted to from Evan saying he wasn't going to talk about it. And I think every hour he brought something up that he was. Luckily, I willed it today, and... Good morning, America.
Tier 1 George Tyler informed me they were talking about it in the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, okay.
I heard what they were talking about during the unsportsmanlike moment of the day, which is what they do to close out their show each day. Here is what the unsportsmanlike crew shared on, again, this is nationally syndicated ESPN Radio morning show. It's in Seattle.
It's not on in Milwaukee,
Los
though,
Angeles.
Right?
It's not on in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
no,
Jen Gavin Chewy.
It is on in, you know, Los Angeles.
And, yep. That's pretty early out there.
Major markets around the country.
Yep.
The greater Birmingham Metroplex, I'm
Ooh,
sure,
yeah, it's
got
very
to hear
big
this.
Down there.
Here is what they talked about you this morning.
I'm going to defer to someone who's an expert in this, one Michelle Smallman, yes, to discuss Mark Tauscher, ESPN Wisconsin, former Packer and Badger, throwing out the first pitch of the Brewers game last night.
So Tausch walks out to the mound. He does throw from the mound. He's walking with the swag, the confidence. He's got the Brewers jersey on. He winds up, and it bounces. The pitch is short, and it bounces to the catcher, which I am all too familiar with.
It bounced before the dirt. That was the big theme that a lot of people had. It went straight down, bounced in the dirt. And when you're saying he's wearing the Brewers jersey, he's wearing the Brewers jersey with the number 65, which is the number that he wore playing a decade in the NFL.
Sure.
It would be as if CeCe went to throw out the first pitch of the Yankees, wore number 99, which I understand they have somebody who wears 99, but it doesn't matter in theory, and then threw the pitch right in the ground.
Yeah, I'm not going out there to throw out a first pitch and embarrass myself.
So you have now banned yourself from a first pitch moving forward.
No, I'll do the first pitch. I'm just not going to look like Tausch did.
What I'm asking.
Well, I'm sure Tausch didn't do that intentionally.
He's very smart. He may have.
Maybe he did it in solidarity with me.
I don't think that's the case.
Smalls, here's the problem that I have. Tausch is a sneaky good athlete.
Yes.
Sneaky? He played in the NFL.
No, he plays tennis and pickleball.
No,
like, that's athleticism.
He's sneaky athletic. Like Tausch is 300 pounds, but he could play point guard. Like he's that kind of athlete.
Gotcha.
Right.
You know
what I mean? So, like, I don't know that he did that. I don't think that was his best effort throwing out a first pitch.
Are you, Chris Canty, suggesting that he threw the first pitch?
Yeah.
As in,
I think he threw the first pitch.
Why would he do that?
He threw it. He didn't want to do a good job. He tanked it.
Why would he tank it? What's the intent?
What's happened?
Because he's a former professional athlete. He's a champion. If he throws out a great first pitch, he's just checking the box. But if he throws out a terrible first pitch, then all of a sudden it becomes a story. All of a sudden we're talking about it on Unsportsmanlike.
So he saw how much pub my terrible pitch got, and he's like, why don't we use this to our advantage?
That's a good idea. Really good.
Too bad you never thought of that.
That's really a good idea.
That was the conversation on Unsportsmanlike this morning.
You don't get that on a lot of national morning shows.
Giving you credit for something you didn't do. Yes,
being smarter than I thought. I got some compliments there. I'll be honest. That's better than I thought it would have been. So I'll take that. I got
certainly
that.
Better than Twitter.
Yes, indeed. For sure. No doubt about it.
Whoa, Nelly!
Boy, that was really nice. Especially Evan, who isn't always nice to you.
I'm sure he buried me in other parts of the show if he brought it up twice or three times on his show. But, that was not bad. I thought it would be worse.
I would agree.
Let's check the Facebook comments, shall we?
Okay. Jesse, has anything brought you more joy in the last month?
Should have thrown from the front of the mound like Jesse told you to.
I'll stand on that hill. No.
Man, I love you, Tausch, but that throw had less reach than your pass protection.
Short arms. Yeah, that's probably fair.
Was that Carl Lewis?
No. My ball got
and the Rockets!
The ball got to home plate. It took a different route, but it got to home plate.
Did T throw the 12-6 curve?
I did think about trying to get creative, and I didn't. No.
Looks like your football career didn't prepare you for baseball. That pitch was so short it needed connecting flights to reach home plate.
Well, Milwaukee is doing a whole new thing with their airport. That might be, maybe if I was as smart as Evan led me to believe, maybe that would have been a nice partnership opportunity with the Milwaukee airport with their new connecting, they're doing a whole new terminal, concourse.
Form was there, but might have overthought the release point a little bit.
Maybe.
And lastly, from Michael, if you're playing cricket... That was an amazing
throw.
Thank
you, Michael. Took six people, but at least somebody put the positive spin on it that it's cricket. So,
who gave you the idea to call it a cricket pitch?
No, that was me.
That one's yours. That did not come from the academy.
I initially thought this morning with I knew that obviously we were going to be discussing this ad nauseum. That I was going to put a neck brace in the thing on. I didn't have a neck brace. I did have a sling from when I did my rotator cuff back in 2010. And I thought, nah, I'm not going to do that. I thought about it and I didn't because I felt like that'd be kind of lame. So I didn't.
Well, again, we're glad you were a good sport about it. I would like to reiterate, having read some of the comments that did not make the show, I just don't understand why people take such joy in being jerks. I just don't get it. I'll never understand it. I don't understand why that makes them happy. I am a big believer in lifting people up, not pushing them down to push yourself up. I don't understand it. So
now, in fairness, again, I didn't go through all of them. A vast majority good spirits.
For sure. I'm glad you added that. Yep. But I just – the mentality that requires, I don't understand it. I just don't. But I do understand that after you have your – you could be like Jaden Reed. What's he had that? Both the collarbone and the foot. You can have the knee and the shoulder done at once. Yeah. And then we'll trot you back out there. And I can't believe you didn't get the Henry Rowan Gardner. You've never seen the movie where the kid becomes the Cubs pitcher?
No, I think I did, but you don't know him. Isn't that – what's the kid's name in the actual movie?
The kid's name. That's
Henry
Rowan Gardner.
Gardner?
They're chanting. Yeah, because like the manager can't say his name right, and Gary Busey in one of his greatest roles ever, besides Point Break. Like it's a classic, even though it's the Cubs.
So I remember the movie, and I remember, but I guess I haven't watched it in enough detail to know that all of those little minutia points.
Rutabaga, you're in, or whatever he says. Yeah, he can't get his name right.
What anyway. Else you got? I can see that you're chomping for another one.
Can we admit,
one.
Like Joe says, that's not a bad ball at all. Nothing wrong with a one-hopper. It was right on line. No issue. Jesse and Wilde better back off on this one.
If it's a throw from the outfield to gun the guy out of the plate, it's a great throw.
Matter of fact, as we're watching, there is a rope down the third baseline, I think Durbin. And he threw the long hop because you do that a lot on turf. And he made that throw, and Max said, hey, that looked like your first pitch. And I said, yeah, that's 100% true. So I guess I could have went with that route too, but that wasn't what happened. It was a butcher job. Boop.
That's it for Will.
Who's 21? Oh, everybody was 21
that's
yesterday.
Durbin. Durbin's 21.
No, everybody was 21 Durbin. Yesterday for the moment.
So who's the guy that caught? Who told you that's the best one hop pitch he's ever caught?
He really. That was a really nice gesture. Good empathy
it
by
was.
Him.
Yes, very nice. Agreed.
And I saw my guys. So that there's some Pickler members from Menominee Falls that are Brewers coaches, the third base coach, and I think maybe the pitching coach. They were giving me a little bit of grief, and I thought that was very well deserved. Didn't have a problem with that. And once we got those seats, it was felt like every time Chorio was walking by, he was kind of giving me a look like, bro. He didn't say anything, but I felt it. Like, bro.
The good news is he would have laid off that pitch and gotten another walk, which we were always wanting for him to do.
No, I'm not going to go down that road. I'm going to lift up just like you asked people to lift up. So he would not have swung. He would not have swung at that pitch.
I don't think he would have, no. Hey, don't forget, when you're not making fun of Tausch's first pitch, to tune into Behind the Bucks, the podcast on the Bucks Plus Audio Network presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Behind the Bucks brings you exclusive access and untold stories about the greatest stars and moments in Bucks history. You can find Behind the Bucks on bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, the new ESPN Wisconsin app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Behind the Bucks, presented by Gallagher. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
LaFleur at the podium before practice this morning, and I know this was a question I got from a few people, that if Reed underwent the foot surgery to repair the Jones fracture, that turned out to be true, even though some people didn't think that was the case, if that would alter the timeline for his comeback and make it slower for him because he also has the collarbone injury. LaFleur said no. I think it will actually help him in the long run. I looked it up. Charles Woodson, when he broke his collarbone, as you remember, he did it in the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. so he had a whole offseason to recover. He did it again in 2012. He missed 9 games and then was back for a playoff game.
Yeah, and Rodgers, I think, missed 7 or 8?
7 or 8, yes,
6 or 7.
Exactly. 6, 7. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More than that, actually. So, again, 9, 10 weeks with the bye week in there. We'll see how long Jaden Reed is out, but again, I don't recommend breaking your collarbone so you have the time to get your foot surgery done, too. But since it did happen, Jaden Reed chose to go that route, and now we'll see what his timeline ends up being from there. All right, Tausch, do you have any other appearances across ESPN Wisconsin today during which your cricket pitch will be brought up?
Yeah, I think I do. I'll say this. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Well, good luck.
Gracias.
That's it for us today. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Enjoy the cricket season. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.